Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as Mr. Krabs.
Yep, that's what everyone knows you as.
I was gonna say, the people that are first listening to this podcast are like, wait a minute, he's not the voice of Mr. Krabs, what's that can't be possible.
Where's your money, Mr. Krabs?
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? But no, I'm Flabs, so give me.
I've been betrayed. I thought you were
John's been lied to his entire life. That's how me and John became friends, because I told him I was the voice of Mr. Krabs, and he's like, oh, that's amazing. I just lied to him all the time.
Yeah, John meets Ethan. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Krabs. Are you Mr. Krabs? Ethan, yes. Yes, boy, I'm Mr. Krabs.
John's just too believing, so he believed it all.
Like, oh, yeah. I met you in middle school, and this fellow middle schooler is clearly Mr. Krabs.
Like, I was going to say, yeah, like, and just ignoring all common sense.
But how have you lads been... since the last 5 minutes of the previous episode?
Fine, but I actually forgot some small talk for the last episode that we recorded. So, I guess I'll put it here. So, actually, I think it was Friday. I went and I got to try this authentic ramen place down in somewhere in upstate New York. And it was actually pretty good. Like, I think best ramen I've ever had.
I mean, it's not going to be Japanese ramen, but I believe it.
No, this was like Japanese authentic ramen.
Yeah, but was it owned by Japanese people?
Yes.
Sorry, then maybe you'll get past. Either way, because I've been to ramen places too, but there was I could tell they were not Japanese, so it's like, I don't know if I really trust this.
Yeah, no, this was authentic, and it was good. It was real good. Like, instant ramen is now forever ruined for me.
I mean, instant ramen, like, the only way to make it good is if you elevate it. So, like, you boil the ramen, you do all your necessary things to make it, but then you get some eggs, you get some leftover pork, you get some chives, you get some, maybe get some, like, a couple, you get some more vegetables, and then you put it all in the bowl, and then it's good, but that's only because you've elevated it with other stuff.
Yeah. Right. I feel like with a lot of those, like, instant things, it's, like, on its own, it's alright, it's passable, it's food, but, like, a lot of people will use those instant things as, like, a base for the actual meal.
Yeah.
But, I feel like we can just move right along, because we have nothing to talk about, because we're lame people.
Well, we also have a pre-recording, so it's not like we, you know...
That, too.
But
do you have a headlines for us today?
You know, great question. Not really. I mean, again, because this episode and the last one were pre-recorded, so we're pre-recorded together, I should say, because in that last episode I mentioned, you know, that's a lot of political stuff, so I haven't seen much. I just mentioned that Elden Ring was getting like a spin-off thing. That's only because John told me about that. I wouldn't have known about that otherwise. I mean, I knew that something was happening with it, because I was like, oh, is there a new DLC coming up? But John mentioned it was more of a spin-off thing, since it's listed as its own thing in Steam. I guess, you know what I will say is, shout out to the creators of this game. But 2025, outside of being a terrible start to this year, I mean, I personally had a terrible start, and it sounds like Noah did too. Of that, it sounds like 2025 is going to be a great year for gaming, because Kindergarten 3 is coming out this year. Deltarune Chapter 3 and 4 are coming out this year. FNAF's The Mimic, or whatever it's called, is coming out this year. Elden Ring's DLC spinoff, whatever the heck it is coming out this year. Doom the Dark Ages is coming out this year. This is going to be a great year for gaming. Ooh. It's like, there's so many games that are lined up that I'm like, I want that immediately. And that's not even excluding the indie games. Those are just like the bigger games that are coming out this year. I mean, Deltarune technically is an indie game. Kindergarten is technically an indie, but you know what I'm saying. This is excluding all the good, like indie games. Jacksepticeye's game is coming out this year. The Overnight Watch or whatever it's called. What was that?
They said if you take Rockstar at their word, GTA 6 coming out.
Supposedly, yeah. GTA 6 as well.
They claim that. They say it hasn't been delayed, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I believe it'll be when we get in some trailers for it.
Right.
I can't wait to see Kindergarten 3, though.
Yeah, Kindergarten 3 is amazing. Like, Doom is going to be amazing. Like, there's so many good games coming out this year. So besides from like the general life being stupid, video games for 2025 video, because I think personally 2024 was kind of a dull year for video games. Not much came out last year outside of some really good indie games. But in terms of like main games, nothing really good came out. At least to me anyway.
2024 was kind of lackluster when it came to games.
Yeah, outside of like indie games. And there's some really good indie games that came out, but
yeah.
Yeah, Jack said the guy's Overnight Watch is coming out, which, as someone who's played Observation Duty games a lot, that game's going to be amazing to me, as well as the fact that Jack's and some other people are making it. So that's going to be coming out this year. Like, just so much good stuff coming out this year, man. Assuming nothing gets the later ending. Kindergarten 3, I think, out of the ones I just mentioned, Kindergarten 3, I think, is the one coming out first. Because that's coming out in March. And then I think then it's Doom, because Doom was April, right? I might be completely making this up. I forget what the trailers were saying, but I think the FNAF secure the FNAF. I keep trying to say Secured Breach. It's not Secured Breach. Gosh darn it! The FNAF, the Secret of the Mimic, or whatever it's called. I think that's coming out last out of the one that I mentioned, because I think that's coming out in like October, November of this year. So it's coming out super late, but should still be there. Again, hopefully this isn't a Secured Breach situation where they pull it back like 20 times, but. Yeah, it's gonna be a great year for games, I think.
Yeah. So that, actually kind of cool.
There's a headline for you.
Alright. Good.
I thought you were gonna say something else there.
Nope, this is good. But do you have a greatest showcase and or listener email for us?
And what if I do, John? What if I do?
Well, then we'll listen to what you have to say.
Thank you for clarifying. So this creator I've actually not talked about before, as far as I'm aware, anyway. And they're actually somewhat small, I guess. I didn't realize that they were smaller than I thought they were. Because they only have 5,000 subscribers, and I feel like that's a crime. So this person, their name is Jojo Says Bree. I think that's how you pronounce that name. Their name is Jojo. That's what everyone calls them. She essentially, plays a lot of, she's a streamer, so she plays a lot of, games. She plays Lethal Company, she plays, a lot of games with a bunch of other streamers, and it's a lot of comedy stuff. She plays FNAF and, like, all that good stuff. But there's the one I'm looking at now, which is, it's like, in Lethal Company, there's a map that has a giant hole in it, and, if you fall in the hole, you literally need someone to get you out. And this was her first time falling in the hole, and so she was confused. But she's like, oh, I fell in the hole, I'm not dead or whatever. And like, the person up top of the hole is like, sorry, I can't hear you, can you scream a little louder? She's like, absolutely trolling the shit out of her. Oh my god, it's it's so funny. But yeah, she is super underrated. Like I said, basically 6,000. I'm gonna round up at 6,000. But 6,000 subscribers, I feel like that's a crime. For how funny she is and how funny the content she makes is. So it's gaming content, but she's, I believe JoJo's also on Twitch. So this is one of the times where I'm pretty 99% sure she's on Twitch as well. She's a Twitch partner. Yeah, see, I'm big brain. I know. So JoJo Says Bree. So Bree spelled B-R-E. There's three E's. So B-R-E-E-E. And then the words JoJo. So J-O-J-O. I mean, just the thing of like JoJo the show. Or whatever it's called. That's how you spell it.
Yeah.
But yeah, check her out. She's got a lot of videos. She does some shorts as well. So if you're more into short form content, she's got a bunch of those as well. It's kind of like highlights as well from there. And she's on Twitch, so go check her out on Twitch or on YouTube, whichever one you prefer.
Nice.
Can't get over like she falls in a hole. The person's like, can you help me out? She's like, sorry, I can't hear you. Can you scream a little louder?
That's probably my favorite quote that you said. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you scream a bit louder?
Because, like, obviously he could hear her. It's like the funniest thing ever. And then she screams, like, can you get me out? Like, I'm not going to actually scream. Like, that'd be... But, like, you get that. It's just so funny.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, League of Comedy is just such a funny game. It's just like, so, like, those moments for that to happen is just hilarious. But, but there's my creator showcase.
Very nice.
She's probably more popular than at Jeebins Feebins on Twitch.
I thought you were going to say something like, well, that wasn't very necessary. Like, I feel like that wasn't necessary. Okay. That just caught me off guard. I don't know why that was so funny. That should not have been as funny as that was to me. This is like, I swear, John's timing is amazing. It's impeccable.
Anyway. Well, today, we'll get into the topic, and we're bringing an old favorite back with Wavelength.
Favorite being the operative Ghost. Word, because it's literally in second place right now in terms of episode. So.
Yes. So, you know, Ethan, give them the rundown of what this game is all about, in case they're one of the few people who seen the first one.
Alright, everyone huddle up. We're going to do this like a football team. Everyone huddle up, alright? So, here's how Wavelength works. You get your friends, and you lock them in your dungeon, and then you make them play this game. And the way you play this game is there's going to be one person that's going to be selected to be in the hot seat. And the person in the hot seat is going to pick a number. And they're not going to tell the other people what that number is. So that's a number for themselves. And then the other two people that aren't in the hot seat are actually on a team. And their job is to figure out what number that person is picking. Now, the way they do this is they give them categories. So let's say I'm in the hot seat, or let's say John's in the hot seat. And let's say his number is 9. And in order to figure out John's number, I need to give him a category. So I'm going to say, types of pasta, right? And John's going to say, fettuccine, because I know he likes fettuccine Alfredo, right? So he's going to say fettuccine, and because I know he loves fettuccine, I'm going to be like, oh, well, we got to be in the higher end of the scale, so that must be like around 8 to 10 or something like that. And then Noah will give him a category. Let's say Noah gives him animals, and we know John loves owls, so he'll say owls. And we'll like, we'll know that, it's like, oh, okay, it must be higher still, so it's still in like maybe 9 to 10 range. We'll be keep building, we only get 5 categories we can give him, and then at the end, whoever else is not on the hot seat picks the number that they think the other person has, and the other person reveals a number. If the two people get it right, they win the round. If the person that, in the hot seat, they don't get their number, the person in the hot seat wins that round. So that's how the game works, essentially. Again, it's one of the games that sounds complicated when you're just talking about it, but once you really start to see it happen, it's really simple.
Yeah. Once they play it, I think they'll actually understand pretty good.
Yeah. But, John, you are the host, sir, so...
Yes, I am. And I'm gonna put Noah in the hot seat, just because,
All right, whatever. Okay, so Noah, you got to pick a number between 1 and 10. You can pick 1 and 10, too, but just between those numbers. And
I've got my number, bud.
You got your number? Okay, so John, who do you want to give him the first category? You want me to do it, or you want you to do it?
You know what? I'll give him the first category.
What you got?
And Noah, your category is music genres.
Music genres, okay. I would say, that's good, but it's not bad. It's decent.
Are you going to give us an answer?
I forgot what I was supposed to say as an answer.
You're supposed to give us a music genre. You're not paying attention. You're supposed to give us a music genre that pertains to your number.
Heavy metal.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, my category is going to be candy bars.
Okay. Snickers.
Well, you're not you when you're hungry. anyone remember that ad commercial?
Damn it, I wasn't thinking about that.
Dude, we should do a part 2. Like, it sounds boring, but we should do a part 2 to ads, actually. And the reason that's not boring to me is because the ads are getting better. Because, like, there is an ad that I saw that was insulting the person watching the ad. Being like, oh, well, you're probably stupid. So I'm like, hey, excuse me.
It's like, whoa, so...
I honestly forgot what the product was. And I shouldn't say it because, you know, they didn't sponsor us. So. Okay, so he said heavy metal... And he said Snickers is, to me, is like an average candy bar. It's not good. It's not bad. And as well as I think he was dumb and was trying to say average before. So I'm thinking my range right now is between like 3 to 7. Like it's a pretty big range, but it's somewhere in there, I think.
Yeah. Like I would agree with the Snickers being average. I think if he's going as average, I think heavy metal seems like a red herring, because it's from what I know, no, he likes heavy metal. So
well, he can't give us red herrings. He has to play fair. So I don't think it's in the higher end of scale.
Heavy metal is not a red herring. I just said heavy metal.
Sure, whatever. We'll see. And so I'm thinking probably like on the higher end of average, like maybe like a 6. Six to seven, or maybe 6 to 8. We'll see.
Yours is really small. Okay. Well, you're given the next category, though.
Give us a video game.
Okay. Skyrim.
Okay. Now I know we're in the higher. Okay. So he must like Snickers then. So we're gonna say, so my, that moved me up to like, I don't think he thinks it's the best game ever. So I'm gonna say it's probably like 6 to 9. Haha, funny number. But yeah, okay. So my next category is drinks.
Okay, okay. I will give you Coca-Cola.
Diet or it's regular? Classic.
Regular.
Classic, but I don't know if he... I don't think I've ever seen him drink Coca-Cola, but he probably must at this point.
There's a good chance you haven't seen me with a Coca-Cola in my hand, which is perfectly valid.
Okay. I'm gonna say probably still the same as what I said before. But John, last category, man.
Yes, give us a movie.
A movie, okay, okay. Let's go Grown-Ups.
I don't know what the hell that even is. Okay. Well, I don't think for like movies would have been better for you personally, because I don't know what movie, outside of like scary movies, I don't know what Noah's watched. I'm gonna, as long as one of us gets it, or no, I think we have to. I think we have to be agree. No, I guess we don't have to do agree because that's not what happened in the first one. I think honestly, it's just a middle of the road 7.
Yeah, 7 seems like it's a good one. I'm gonna go 8. That's my final answer.
Alright, what's the number, Noah?
John, my boy, you got it right. 8.
Really? You like Snickers that much?
I like Snickers more than other candy bars, but I wouldn't put it as, like, my favorite.
Interesting. I'd give Snickers, like, a 5, personally, but... I mean, they're good. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe I give more credit than I should, because they're, I don't like candies with nuts in them outside of Snickers, so maybe I would give them a little higher.
Personally, I just like a Snickers every now and then. I think it's good.
For me, Snickers is pretty, like, it's not, like, terrible, you know? It's like, here's a Snickers, or here's, like, a Kit Kat. I'd probably say it's Kit Kat.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other ones I'd pick over it.
Yeah.
Is it me next, Mr. Host?
You know what? We'll let you go next.
All right. I got me number.
All right.
So whoever wants to give me the category first, go ahead.
I do have a category, if I'm allowed to give it, John.
Sure.
Snacks.
I was hoping Dominic was like, no, you don't get to go. Okay, snacks. I'm gonna say beef jerky.
Okay, okay.
Normal flavor. Not like I'm not gonna specify flavor. Just normal beef jerky.
All right. Okay. Regular good old beef jerky. Okay.
All right, John. Next category, please.
We're gonna go with YouTubers.
Interesting. Okay. YouTubers. Well, that's a great question. I'm gonna say. Like, there's some people I could say, but I don't know if you'd know them, and I want to give you something you'd know. This is gonna be very specific. I'm gonna say modern day Jacksepticeye.
Okay. So I'm thinking probably you're in the 5 to 10 range. I think Jacksepticeye has a lot of cool content. Especially these days. I would say I prefer it's more of the recent content. It's older content, but
I'm thinking more like the 1 to 6 range.
Okay.
Interesting.
So they are the opposites.
Well, I think so. That was John's category, right? So Noah, you're back at the. Yeah. You gotta give a category.
All right, let's go video games.
Okay. I gotta quickly open Steam. Give me 1 second. I don't. Well, I have such a big library that I need to try. I can't remember every single game I've ever played. Dude, there's a lot of these ones you won't know though. That's the problem. I'm gonna say. You know what? I'm gonna say. Ooh, okay, you shouldn't. You shouldn't know it. I don't know if you have what your opinion on it is. I'm gonna say FNAF 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm still thinking we're in the higher end range. I feel like when we talked about a long time ago, me and even before a video, we were just kind of chatting about games, and we talked about FNAF 6, and I was like, oh, that's one of my favorites. But I don't think you said the same. I think you said it was like up there. So I'm still thinking the same range. Maybe like. Inching it closer and closer to the 6 to 9 range.
Haha, funny.
I'm in the like 6 to 10 range.
Okay, so Noah's reverted. He reverted himself back to that. Alright, yeah. John, your last category, my friend.
Yes, we're gonna go with We're going to go with types of transportation.
Types of transportation. Okay. Yes, this walking. Is
what you do. Okay.
Okay. I feel. I had an idea of where this range was. It's now dipped.
All right, well, no, you get to give one last category, so.
Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, let's go types of food.
Types of food?
Sure.
Just say food.
Okay, food.
I mean, I'll go with... that's an interesting one. I'm going to say stuffed shells.
Okay.
So those are, you're out of categories now, so just you got to guess the number.
Yeah, I've got to guess. I'm going to go with 6.
Okay.
You know what? I think 6 is a good number, so I'm going to go with 6 as well.
I did not think you guys were going to get that, but 6 is the answer. No. So there you go. Yeah, walking, you know, it's reliable because you got your own 2 feet. Yeah. But it's the reason it's 6 and not 5 is just because it's good, it's better for you. Beef jerky, pretty solid snack, honestly. I mean, the flavors would have made it like an 8 or a 10, right? So that's why I didn't say a flavor. Yeah. But there you go. And what did I say? Oh, FNAF 6? Yeah, FNAF 6 is ironically a 6. The only reason it's so lower is because I didn't really like the actual night of it. It's like the night version. Because like sometimes it was specifically Afton. Afton would just sometimes never listen to my audio alert. I'm like, are you some type of idiot? And it always made me die, yeah. And I was so annoyed by that. And I forgot, I'm missing a category, but whatever. Oh, the stuffed shells. Yeah, stuffed shells are pretty good. I wouldn't prefer them over something else. Like, I would prefer a lot of stuff over that, but...
Yeah.
But John, the host himself, it's time to pick a number, sir.
Yes, indeed. I have a number in my brain.
All right, I'm seeing into the brain of John. He's currently getting stabbed by his brother. What a surprise. But I've seen the number in the horizon. I've got it locked in. All right. So my category I'm giving you, John, is I'm going to give you... You know what? I'm going to give you episodes of the podcast.
Ooh.
You don't have to say the exact name. I'll probably know what you're talking about.
That's an interesting one. Let me just like take a gander at the Spotify list.
You're gonna be taking a gander for a while, but there's 146 episodes.
There is quite a lot.
There's a lot there.
Okay, no. So, this while he's doing that automatically tells me we're not in the very bottom or very top because he would have had an answer already.
Yeah. We've got to be in like the mid range.
I think 2 to 9. Like, it's a huge range, obviously, because he hasn't said anything yet. But I think that, to me, that gets rid of 1 and 10.
Yeah, I think like 1 to 7, possibly.
You're still leaving 1? I mean, maybe, I guess. He would have to hate. I don't think he's hate. Maybe he could be right, because maybe he doesn't hate an episode that much.
Yeah. I think it depends on, like, how much he likes the episode he's about to say, or whatever.
Right. You know what? We will go with the final Hills episode.
Okay. That to me tells me we're in the bottom, because even in the episode trailers, we're like, oh, we overdid Hills too much. So
yeah, we've got to be in the low end, because even all three of us know we overdid Hills.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you're up next, Noah, for the category.
John, I'm gonna give you the same category I gave Ethan. Food.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna give you the same category as Ethan did. I'm like, no.
No.
If he says fettuccine alfredo, we've been lied to.
I'm gonna say that's an interesting question you've asked me, because I eat a lot of food, you know.
Yes, I think all three of us here eat a lot of food.
I've actually never eaten a thing in my life. I'm actually currently dying of starvation.
Yeah. Ethan's a whole.
I breathe air. That's how I get my nutrients.
I'm gonna go with chili.
Chili, okay.
Okay, I personally like... if it's beanless chili, that'd be like a 9. There's beans in it, you've ruined it. And I know, I don't want to hear it. But that's my opinion.
It's an interesting decision.
John, though... he's talked about chili, but I don't remember if it was good or bad. I forgot what he... Or no, wait, wasn't it bad? I swear he said he wasn't the biggest fan of chili.
Oh, yeah, I think you did say something like that.
Now, okay, I'm agreeing with Noah's range. I think it's like 1. I think it lowered it, though. I think it's like 1 to 5 now. It's got to be in the lower half.
Yeah. I think I like 1 to 4, honestly.
I feel like if I were to think, like, what's the worst episode we have? Hills Part 5 might be up there. So I almost think maybe he is close to 1, actually. Maybe not exactly 1, but he might be close to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be pretty close.
My next category is FNAF animatronics.
Ooh.
FNAF animatronics.
Just so you don't start saying stuff from, like, AR, like Halloween Funtime Fox or like something stupid like that. We're going to make it the ones that appear in Ultimate Custom Night specifically.
Okay, that's fair. Let's see. I'm gonna go Orville the Elf.
Okay. He's kind of just there. He doesn't really say anything funny as well, so it's not like even when you die by him, he doesn't say anything funny. It's not like Pigpatch where he's like, if you sit by the river long enough, you'll see the body of your enemy float by. And then he does like a jingle. or anything.
Yeah.
He's kind of just there. I think we're still on the one. I almost think 1-4 now, based on that.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's my category now. Yep. John, I'm going to give you snacks.
Snacks. What's that?
You seem like a snacker, so.
I do eat snacks. Like, I eat snacks more than I eat. Mainly because I'm like too lazy to make. But,
wow.
Well, you did burn mac and cheese.
Oh. Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna go with veggie straw.
Okay.
Okay.
I know I've hinted at something.
We've gotta be very low because I don't think he highly rated veggie straws at all.
I gave them a 1. I forget what or I said veggie chips, but they're basically the same thing.
Pretty much.
Okay, John, for your last category, I'm gonna give you video game consoles.
Ooh.
Video game consoles, okay.
If he says one thing, no, I think I've got my answer. But if he doesn't say that, then it could still be up for debate.
All right.
We're going to go with... I'm trying to think which one I would put this number to.
You got quite a few consoles.
Yeah, there are quite a few. We're going to go with the Sega Genesis.
Okay, that is not what I was hoping for.
That's
nice. Okay, I'm just gonna lock in 3. I don't think it's if he had said Wii U, I would have said that's like a 1 or 2. That's what I was hoping for, but he didn't say it. So I think it's like a 3 because he had to think about his answers.
Yeah, I'm going with like 2.
That's fair.
Well, you both are incorrect.
How?
4.
What?
What?
You like veggie straws that much? Are you out of your damn mind?
I would say they're like pretty nice ones
that much. Know?
Shut okay, hang on. So veggie straws were a 4. Sega Genesis. Why is that a 4?
Because I played it like one time and I was like, these are all right games. Like they're not great. They're not bad.
Okay.
Jesus
Christ. And for Chili, Chili would have been lower before. I've kind of come around. It's just I don't like tomatoes, and so if there's diced tomatoes in it, it's low. But if it's no diced tomatoes, then it's still not my favorite.
So do you like the beans, or do you prefer no bean chili like the one Wendy's does?
I prefer the beans. I think you're insane.
So you don't. So you're saying you don't like Wendy's chili, John? Are you saying you don't like Wendy's chili?
I mean, I've never had Wendy's chili, to be honest with you. Wendy's
are you disrespecting the Wendy's right now, John?
I've not tried it, so I have no opinion.
How dare you? We can no longer get a sponsorship from Wendy's because you haven't tried the damn chili yet? God darn it.
Why did I actually
try it? I tried to order chili from Wendy's because my grandma wanted it, and they were like, no. They couldn't understand that I wanted chili. They were like, they were confused by it.
No. That's funny. Well, Noah, you're back to picking a number, man, so.
Yeah. I've got my number.
4, really? Okay.
I'm surprised.
All right, so John, you start him with the category.
Yes, Noah.
Yes.
Give me an episode of the podcast. I'm gonna steal Ethan's
episode of the podcast.
Again,
the original wavelength that we did a Safeful episode.
Okay. It'd be really strange for him to be like, yeah, so I hated that episode, but we're doing it again. I think it's 5 to 10. You know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yes.
Be very careful with your answer here, buddy. We're going to go with chain coffee brands.
Ooh.
So think of Dunkin', Starbucks, Tim Hortons, all those good guys.
I will give you Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, good answer, good answer. Yes. I'm locking in 10 right now. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the thing, John. So, John, I'm taking notes from the actual original wavelength. Noah's number was 10 before, and he gave 10 to the suicide episode, so it's automatically not 10 for me, based on that.
Right.
So 9 is possible, but I think 10's off the table. So I think my range is like 5 to 9.
Yeah, I'd say probably like 7 to 9. I don't think Dunkin' Donuts and wavelengths would be like a 5. Like, actually, I don't really mind it. I don't really have an opinion on it either way.
Yeah, he's off the podcast for good if he says Dunkin' Donuts is a 5. So we'll see.
I agree with you. Like, if he... because we talked about how wavelengths was number 2. And so like, that's like... If he had said... Dream or Scream, I'd be like, well, it's probably 10, because even though that's not his personal 10, it's clearly the audience's 10.
Well, he needs to be giving his own opinions, though, so he wouldn't be giving 10 for Dream or Scream, because that's probably not one of his favorite episodes.
That's fair.
Alright, that was, who I just gave him? No. You gave John him that just... one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Noah, I'm gonna give you... What would narrow down the top for me? I'm gonna give you. I don't know how much he does that though. I'm gonna give you time of day, like just a time of the day.
Time of day. I would say 5 o'clock.
P.M. or A.M.
P.M.
Okay, it's around dinner time. I'm not out of work, but maybe Noah is. So probably pretty good. I would say 6 to 9. Funny number once again. Probably just around there, but John, give him the next category.
Yes, your next category is types of cheese.
Cheddar.
Right.
Like normal cheddar?
Yeah.
Pretty average cheese. I mean, it's good. There's way better cheeses, in my opinion. Maybe now I'm thinking 6 to 8. I almost think that knocks out 9 for me. But all right, my next category, Noah, is Gordon Ramsay shows.
Ooh, okay. Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, maybe that brought back 9 for me, because I know Noah, first of all, used to watch that and shout it, and it still does now, probably. Oh. And he talks about how much he likes it. So I think 7 to 9 now, probably. But John, we gotta get him one last category, so make it count.
Let's go with video games. Once again.
Alright.
Is that the only category you can give
him? Fallout New Vegas.
Hey, thank you. 0.
Okay.
I mean, I don't recall what his opinion on it was, but I'm just going off of what the previous ones were. I'm gonna lock... John, what do you want to lock in?
Cheddar is throwing me off, but I'm gonna lock in 9.
Yeah, cheddar is throwing me off a little bit. Maybe he's a basic bitch and likes cheddar, so I'll lock in 9 too.
John, what was your answer?
We're both 9. Going with 9.
Okay, you're both correct. 9.
Really? Cheddar is a 9 for you? I mean, I guess.
I think simple is better sometimes.
I think I just think of like mozzarella, parmesan. Like there's just so many better cheeses, but whatever.
Even like he's a cheddar jack. Like I'd be like,
oh yeah, cheddar jack, pepper jack. Like there's so many better jacks out there. Jacksepticeye. But anyway.
And I was moving on to jacks and not.
Well, I said there's better jacks out there. I didn't specify what type it was. Okay, yeah. So back to me, right? So let me pick a number. It's my favorite number to ever exist. It's not, but I got it. So. Who started with me last time? Was that John that started that, or was that?
I think I started it last time, so I think it'll be John.
So John, John starts this one.
Sounds good. We're gonna go with last is you take in high school.
Okay.
What?
Let's go with. I'm trying to think of what I took, because I didn't take a lot of stuff other people took though. I didn't take this specifically because you didn't say that I had to take it, but I know that I've talked to people that took it, and I also was briefly in the class, not for like a class setting, but just because I was briefly in there. I'm gonna say geometry.
Okay.
Now, if you go with... Interesting.
I think it's pretty low if he's going with the geometry.
Yeah, you know, I know. I said class and not teacher. Is that... And I mean, my geometry teacher and the geometry teacher at the school we all three of us went was freaking terrible. the class itself, I don't know.
All right. Ethan, bud, I'm going to give you drinks.
Drinks, okay. I'm going to say... I don't know. I'm going to say just straight black coffee.
Yeah, I'm thinking pretty low.
Yeah, I'm thinking low. First, like, it's with what he likes, but I really don't really drink black.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just stupid.
Yeah. Like, I'm currently thinking of the, like, 1 to 3 range.
Yeah, you know, that's the bad range to have. Maybe, like, a 2 to 5, maybe. He's just neutral on it.
Yeah.
Alright, well, John, buddy, old pal, what's your next category?
Yes, well, we're gonna go with, books you've read.
Okay.
I probably don't have an answer for that, so I'd go with something else.
Alright. That's fair. We're gonna go instead with games that we've played together.
Interesting, okay. Games, so we as in me and you, or we as in the three of us?
Me and you. Okay. If it's the three of us, that like narrows it down.
Yeah, really narrows it down. I actually don't know. I guess I'll say Human Fall Flat, which we technically have played together. Yeah. It was during one of your streams, so it wasn't for YouTube, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like I've got a pretty good category for your next one.
Alright.
Episodes of the podcast.
Okay. I'm gonna say Get in the Ring.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking pretty low. What about you, John?
Yeah, my guess is a 3, and because if he had said Inside the Backrooms, I'd be like, okay, it's definitely a 1. I had to get mine.
Okay.
Because I know we had so many in that game. So I know it's not like at the extreme level. I don't think, like, we played Human Fall Flat once, and it was like, it was fun. It wasn't amazing. So I'm guessing around 3.
Well, John, you got one last category.
We're gonna go with movies.
Movies. I don't know if I watch enough movies for that answer.
John, I feel like he's the wrong person to give that category to.
You know what? No, you know.
You know what? Okay. Maybe. Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait a minute. Hold on your horses.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting, RP. Was that? Did I not? Oh, you know what? What's it called? I'm gonna say Wakanda Forever.
Okay. Because you've seen that one, so that's interesting.
It's Marvel, John. I've seen all of them.
I feel like I know what the number is.
Alright, well, you're out of categories at this point, so now it's time to guess the number.
I'm gonna say 2.
Okay,
that's fair. I'm gonna take a C. I mean, me personally, I thought it was. But I mean, I saw it once and I was like, oh, I see it again. So, yeah, I'm gonna say.
Noah is correct with 2. I didn't know, because, like, I mean, Noah was closer to the range than John was. I think, I don't know what was tripping John out. Maybe it was just the game. Because Inside the Backrooms is a 1, but the number was 2. So I was trying to figure out, like, what was super close. Human Fall Flat, like, outside of you being there, it wasn't really that enjoyable to me. Because we kept getting stuck, and we had to ask people for the solution, so.
Right.
So outside of the funny ragdoll physics, it wasn't that good of a game to me. But maybe I just need to give it another chance. Maybe it's another scenario where I just gotta give it another chance. Kind of like Raft, where I gave that another chance and liked it, so.
But I'm thinking about the answers, and they were all pretty low scoring, so.
Yeah, Get in the Ring was honestly, like, it's not my least favorite episode, but it's definitely it wasn't one of my favorites at all.
Even as the one who's hosted that, no.
I say drink. Oh yeah, black coffee, not my optimum coffee. I'll drink it if it's literally the only thing available. That's why it's not a 1. Right. But like, I'd much rather put just anything in it, like cream, sugar, sweetener. Yeah. I don't care what it is, just put something in it, right? What category am I missing? Oh, denied book. I don't think I've read a book that I would give a 2. I don't even think I've read a book I'd give a 1. So it's like, I couldn't really think of anything for that. Wakanda Forever was not a good movie to me. I'm sorry. Like, I just would have stopped. I don't think I would have done another Wakanda movie without, because Chadwick Boseman is no longer with us. I just wouldn't have done one. And I don't think they did it justice by doing that movie. So.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know why the hell they made that movie.
Because I guess they wanted to tie his story together, but they just said that he died and they didn't really give much of an explanation. But, John, we're back to you.
Yes. You are. I'm thinking.
Okay.
I have in my brain.
All right. I can't remember who gave him a category first last time.
I think I did, so it's you.
Okay. John, I'm going to say episodes of the podcast.
We can't keep doing this every time.
You can't keep
getting away with it.
It's reliable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the last time we're allowing him. After this point, no more.
Okay. So many ones that could fit this number. I'm gonna go with I was saying this. I really like. So that was a lot of fun. We're gonna go with Choose a Nightmare.
Okay. That's the episode where he got stabbed in his dream, which is hilarious. Yeah. So I'm thinking definitely high.
Oh yeah.
Okay, my category I'm gonna give you is streaming services.
Okay. Interesting. I will say Max or HBO Max or HBO, whatever you want.
HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just on Max now because they're like, let's change our name again.
Oh yeah, did they? Yeah. Okay, yeah, whatever it is. I don't personally use that, but based on John's previous answer of the episode, I gotta say he must like it. I mean, he must watch stuff on it, so.
Yeah.
All right, Noah, back to you.
All right. Let's go with food.
All right, we're locking off food after this, too.
All right, fine. Yeah. Fair.
We'll go with Fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay, I'm locking in 10 right now. He literally said that's his favorite food 20 times. I don't care. We're not progressing this any further. I know it's a 10. I mean, we can keep playing. Yeah, like, I'm not changing my answer from 10 at this point. Just for the funnies, we're gonna say people in this Discord. John, have fun. Correct.
Uh oh.
This is what you get for picking 10.
Fair enough.
Of course. All right. Noah, give him the last category so we can end this.
All right. Books.
I'm gonna go with Percy Jackson.
Yeah, okay, it's a 10. I'm locking in 10. It's a 10. So if it's not a 10, I'm kicking him out of the podcast myself.
Yeah, that is, in fact,
10. Okay, good.
There we go.
Good thing we gave him food, but we gotta stop picking the same 3 categories over and over again. Okay, so Noah, it's back to you, so pick a number, my friend.
I already got it, my friend.
All right, my friend, I'll give you the category first. Your first category, your category is, I was going to go with that, but I don't know if you'd have an answer because you haven't worked in all those places. I'm going to say, seasons. So the four main seasons.
Okay, my friend, I'm going to say fall.
All right, fall is a pretty decent season. It's a little rainy and a little muddy, but it's pretty. It's beautiful colored trees, Halloween. You know, all that fun stuff. Schools going back, which sucks, but not for us, I guess. So it doesn't matter. general good times in fall. So, I mean, I think that's pretty high. I think I would say like 5 to 10. I think I'm in the higher end, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
But, John, go ahead, my friend.
We're gonna go with, I don't know if this is gonna be a great one, but I'm gonna do it anyway. TV shows.
Alright, my friend. I'm gonna go Futurama.
Okay.
Doesn't help me any, but...
Well, I haven't seen that myself. It's, from what I've heard of it, it seems like we're still in the higher end range.
My next category is going to be flavors of chips. So chip flavors.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to give you sour cream and onion.
All right, pretty good. I mean, to me, pretty good flavor. I think there's a couple that beat it. Like, salt and vinegar just barely, I think, beats it. Barbecue should be annihilated from all chip flavors. So that was, if you'd said that, I would have given like a zero. But I think we're still on the top. So I'm going to say like maybe it's, I think 6 to 10 maybe. We'll see. But John, go ahead.
John.
John's been killed.
Have I been killed?
Yeah, okay, there you go. You're back. You're
like, yeah, yeah, I cut out, right? Like, Ethan, you're about to give him a category, and then I heard nothing. And then it was just silence for like a solid, like, probably like 30 seconds. And then I hear, oh, okay, it was 6 to 10. I'm like, I still don't know what was going on. And then it was silence again. And then you're like, is he dead?
Okay, I was gonna say you were cutting out. No, you weren't cutting out. It just sounded like your internet sucked for a couple seconds because it was like there's no words being cut out on my end, but like I could tell your internet was wonky. So,
right. Oh no, John does cut out for me every now and then.
Well, that's your own fault then, because he wasn't for me. But John, so he gave. So you didn't hear any of that, did you? Then.
Yeah.
Okay, so I gave him. What did I give you? No, I already forgot. I gave you chip flavors. Sour cream and onion was what his answer was. And I said, for me, that's pretty high because it's a pretty go-to flavor. So.
Right.
But it is your turn to give him the category.
We're going to go with animals. I haven't done that one yet.
Did you say animals?
I did.
Okay, I'm going to say dogs.
Okay.
It's got to be pretty high.
His name is literally Noah Dog 54. Okay.
Right.
I'll give him.
What you got? What you got?
I'm gonna give you vacation destinations.
Ooh, okay. I will give you the Bahamas.
Interesting. I don't think he's ever talked about the Bahamas, but that's kind of throwing me off a little bit. I mean, it's the beach. It's nice. It's pleasant. Assuming you don't go during hurricane season, then you just die. So, I mean, I've been there. It's pretty nice. But I don't think I've ever heard Noah talk about that. But interesting. Okay. All right, John, final category.
Yes, final category. I will go with, we're going to go with YouTubers again.
YouTubers, okay. I'm going to say old school Markiplier.
Okay.
Interesting. Clarification there. I don't know. I think Mark to me has retained the same amount of enjoyment he has. For Jack, I don't know if I've ever explained why I gave Jack newer Jack a 6. It's because, I don't know. I just like, maybe it's just the nostalgia that came with him, but I just feel like his older stuff was a lot better than his newer stuff.
Can I be honest for a second?
I think he's, well, I'm talking, so you get to wait. But I think, His pursuits are better. Like, he's making a game right now. Like, I think those are better. But I think in terms of overall enjoyment, I liked, older Jack compared to newer with Jack. But.
Fair enough.
What do you want to say now?
I don't know why, but I don't really like new Jack all that much.
Well, I like what he's pursuing, but I don't really like, in terms of, like.
You're a big baby.
You're a big baby. I don't know. It's just, but anyway. So, old Markiplier, I mean, this is pre-Space with Markiplier, though, and Space with Markiplier was a golden gem. So that's throwing me off a little bit, too, then. I mean, maybe he's doing the same thing what I'm doing with Jack, where he liked the nostalgia that came with older Mark, so maybe he still likes him. I guess I'm just going to go with the 8. I think there's things that he could have said that were higher from what he said. I don't know, though. He wouldn't do 10 again, because you just did 10. He wouldn't be that stupid, would he?
I think 10 is... If it's 10, like, he's thrown.
He's thrown? Jesus, I don't know, though, because he said dogs. Maybe he's got... Does he like an animal other than dogs? That's the question. You know, I'm locking in 8. That's what my gut said, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I think 8's a good choice.
You were both correct.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I
will say this now. I actually love old Markiplier.
I mean, I do too. I just think he hasn't changed for me. I mean, he's changed, yes, but he hasn't, like, in terms of his content, hasn't really changed to me.
Yeah, I would say there's been a couple times where I'll go back to, like, an older video, but yeah, that's what it's not hidden for me as much as it used to. But, like, I still watch his new stuff. I was watching him play his FaceTime, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, for, like, Mark, I'll go back and forth, like, between new and old. With Jack, I usually stick to older stuff. So that's why I gave him his, like, older Jack is, like, I gave newer Jack a 6. But, I guess it's my turn once again. And yeah, I got my number already. So whoever,
I think I went first last time. So, John, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter overall. But, yeah, John, go ahead.
Yeah, so we will go with. Yeah, I gotta ready you.
I'm stretching, you asshole.
Yeah, but you don't need to make a whole deal out of disputing yourself.
You don't need to make a whole deal out of being old, but you do.
That's fair. Anyway, back to giving Ethan a category. We're gonna go with cars.
Cars? Really? Yeah. I feel like that's the worst category you could have given him.
No, no one asked you, no.
Mercedes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mercedes. I don't know Ethan's opinion about Mercedes. Usually a bit more on the high end.
Well, no, you could give your own category now, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with sports.
Okay. I'm gonna go hockey.
Hockey, okay. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about hockey.
I'm thinking. Me personally, I like hockey, but I don't know what Ethan's opinions on it are.
Right,
I know he's not a huge sports guy.
Yeah,
he hates sports.
No, he hates football specifically, but that's because
if it's football, I'd be like, okay, it's probably pretty.
It's a one. It's a media one.
Right, so John. I'm thinking probably like 5 to 5 days.
I'm not sure,
but I'm gonna. Go with we're gonna go with superheroes.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm only pulling from the game Injustice 2 because that's all I can remember.
Okay.
Green Lantern.
Okay, that's not highly rated. Okay, I'm gonna give you actors.
Actors?
Yes. Well, actors / actresses, I guess.
Well, actor is the profession, but yeah. I'll go with Kevin Hart.
I don't feel like he's ever really talked about Kevin Hart before.
I'm thinking we're not like high end, but we're like
I'm thinking above five for sure. Oh, I'm thinking like in the 1 to 3 range, bud.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, Kevin Hart, like he's very fun in terms of like acting career. He's not. Like, the best actor.
Yeah. Well, John, it's your turn to give a category again.
We're gonna go with, we're gonna go with desserts.
Desserts.
That's a good one.
Take the gun, leave the cannoli.
Take the gun, leave the cannoli? What?
It's cannoli, but, like, that's the meme behind, whenever you say take the gun, leave the cannoli, it means, like, just.
Oh, okay.
It's a meme.
Gotcha.
But cannolis is the answer.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about guns. Right? I'll take the gun.
I'll take the gun. Desserts suck. All right. Noah, last category from you.
All right. Let's go video game consoles.
Okay. Let's go with PS3.
Okay. I'm thinking like a 2.
All right. John, last category, man.
I don't know what he's basing his off of, because he's clearly insane. I'm gonna go with. Oh, with 6.
No, like, what's your last category?
Oh, wait, I thought. For some reason, I thought we were done.
No.
I was like, oh, yes,
you started, okay. So you end, because it's odd numbers.
That makes sense. We're gonna go with. So we're gonna go with streaming services.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Spirit TV.
Okay, that does not help me.
Why'd you give it?
I'm shocked that's even a streaming service.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. So.
You've never heard of it?
I'm guessing it's still not a 2. I think Noah's completely lost his mind.
But I think low range is where you want to be. I don't think any of this is high range.
Well, it's time to give your answers, fellas, so.
If you put cannoli at 2, you're literally a psychopath.
I'm saying 2.
I'm gonna go with 6. I'm gonna lock that in. I think that's
okay. So John's locking in 6. Noah's locking in 2. The answer was 5. So I really didn't have much opinions on anything I said. So Spirit TV, literally have never used it, so I don't have an opinion on it. Yeah. Cannolis are, they're pretty good, but I'd much rather have some other stuff.
Mercedes threw me
Mercedes, off. Mercedes, I don't give a crap about, so it's just a 5. I don't have any opinions on it. What am I missing? Consoles, the PS3, haven't used it, don't have an opinion on. So yeah, just general, no opinion that much of there. But John, it's your turn, buddy. So pick a number.
Yes, indeed, it is my turn. I will pick a number. It's in my head. I've got it.
He's got it.
Okay.
Okay. Your first category, Mr. Jeebins Phoebin, singular, is
He is single.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, not necessary.
Not necessary. I'm going to give you books because I think it's a better thing for you.
Okay. I have a thing about this one. I'm going to say... I'm going to say... Of Mice and Men.
Okay.
Of Mice and Men.
I've heard of it, but I've not read it. So, even if I read it, my opinion on it would be different than John's probably.
Yeah.
He had to think about it, though, which tells me it's probably not a 1 or a 10 again, because at least to me, I mean, I haven't read a book that's a 1, so I wouldn't have had an answer. But with John, he's read a lot more, so he probably would have had an instant answer for 1 and an instant answer for 10. So, well, Percy Jackson was 10, so, like, that's already done anyway.
Yeah.
But no, you can go ahead, give him a category.
Music genres.
Music genres, so we're going to go with country.
Okay.
Okay.
There's always a classic stigma around country. I don't personally it either, but... I don't know. I'm going to say maybe we're like... Maybe he's pulling a big brain and his answer is 5. But we'll see. I just think like 3 to 7 right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Your next category, Mr. Phoebins Jeebin, singular.
Does Noah get to give categories?
What?
I did give a category.
No, he didn't give any categories.
He just gave you something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he say?
I swear to God, I just gave you one.
Wait, am I losing my mind? Wait, I swear he just gave you something.
Yeah.
What even was it? Wait, what was it? Hang on. I feel like we all need a produce. Hang on, wait a minute. So the first thing I gave him was books. He said Mice and Men. And then there's a gap that I swear Noah said something, and then we got it. He got his answer. But what was the
answer I just gave? Oh, music genres. Music?
Yeah, music. Yeah, it was country. Okay, yeah, I'm not crazy.
Okay,
John's the crazy one. I was crazy once. They locked me in a room. It was a rubber room with rats.
Oh no, not again. Yeah.
Okay, the next category, Phoebins Jeebin singular, is let's go with controllers.
Controllers, okay.
And mouse and keyboard does count.
Ooh.
Okay, I will go with, I'll go with the Xbox controller.
Xbox One, Xbox 360, which one?
Yeah, there's more.
We'll go with 360.
Alright, classic. I mean, it's a pretty classic controller. It did break a little bit easily, though, for me, but maybe that's because I was just smashing on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, I still think we're just kind of we're right in the middle line here. Unless he hates country, and then it's a 3, but I don't know.
True.
All right, Noah, go ahead. Give him a category that John's just going to immediately forget anyway.
All right, I'm going to say drinks.
Drinks?
Yeah.
We're locking off drinks after this, too, because that's like the 4th time he's had drinks.
We have had it quite a lot.
Noah's just recycling content. He'd make a great YouTuber.
Damn. Yeah, maybe I actually would.
We're going to go with orange juice.
Good old OJ. Okay. I mean, I don't really drink orange juice that often. If I really calculate how many times I drink orange juice, it's very little. But oranges do taste good.
True.
So, I don't know. I mean, okay, John, specify. Orange juice with pulp or without pulp? The first one? As in with pulp?
With pulp.
Oh, with pulp. Okay. With pulp is a disgrace to humanity and you should be drowned. And the orange juice you created. So...
Yeah.
So I think we're in the bottom now. I'm gonna say like 1 to 5, I guess. That's really not helping me very much, but Alright, so no one gave drinks, so your next category is, let's see, we've done books, country, okay, so this will be the last one. I didn't realize we were already done. This really needs to help me because I'm not that close. I'm gonna say, you know what, John? Because you would know the answer, you could never give this to Noah, but I'm gonna say equipment and phasmophobia.
Okay. Wow. We're gonna go with candle as a light.
Candle as a lighter?
As a light source.
Oh, as a light source. I was gonna say lighter. What are you talking about? Candle as a light source is garbage. It really just illuminates the surround your face. As, like, candle's use, if it's, because it's good to specify as a light source, because candle's general use is really good. But in terms of a light source, this has got to be, like, a 2 or 4, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, a 1 to a 4.
I'm going to lock in, I'm going to lock in 4. My gut immediately was telling me 4, so I'm going to say 4.
I'm going to lock in 2.
3, we lost.
Damn. Well, you did. It's not a C, though. It's actually 1. I do not like any of the things.
Wait a minute. Okay. So, mice and men is a 1.
Of mice and men I've had in school. And, like, any book you read in school.
Yeah, that's fair.
What else? I don't like orange juice. And you thought, like, the pulp would also help you realize that.
So you agree with that, the fact that it's terrible with pulp, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. I almost wanted to say extra pulp.
Extra pulp. I know we should get John for, like, a prank birthday present. We get him a thing of orange juice, but there's no juice in it. It's just the pulp. It's like, there's no, you're not even this good stuff.
Thank you.
And we put a sticker over it where it says there's pulp, and it says just pulp. That's all it says. Okay, that's fair, I guess. Orange juice with pulp, I wouldn't drink it. Maybe I'd give it a 2. I think there's worse things than orange juice with pulp. Like, tomato juice is, like, a 1 to me. I don't know.
But you don't really drink tomato juice.
Yes, you do. People drink tomato juice.
Probably drink tomato juice.
You said that, you know? That's a fair point. Should have said that.
Either way, I understand your reasoning, though. What category am I missing, though? There's one thing I'm missing as well. There's the books, there's the juice, there's the music. Country is your least favorite genre, I assume?
Yeah, it's I don't like country. I mean, there's maybe a couple good country songs, but overall, like...
Okay, interesting.
I actually agree with that sentiment. I don't like country either.
Yeah, I don't either, but I don't know. Would I give it a 1? I mean, I guess. I can't really think of anything else that I would, like, not listen to. I guess I don't like songs where they're screaming the entire time, which I guess is typical of heavy metal, so maybe I'd give that a 1, but even still, like,
That's not all heavy metal.
A majority of it is, no. I guess that's fair. I'm still missing one of those, so that's just 4.
Well, I don't.
Either way.
We had the,
Noah last, because that was John's last turn, so Noah last turn.
Alright, I have my number.
Alright, I'm sensing in his brain, I got it, I've locked it in. The number 7, I'm locking it in right now. Just kidding. It wants to be right, that'd be so amazing.
Give me cause.
Okay, John, you want to start him?
Yes, we're gonna go with Soda Brands.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting.
I'll give you Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Do the Dew. I'm gonna give you chain restaurants for the next category.
I'll give you Wendy's.
All right, this better be a 10 or no one's off the podcast.
Oh no.
Wendy's is pretty solid. I don't know if I'd put it, like, in terms of chain places, I don't think I'd put anything for me. I guess Sonic is a chain. Sonic's pretty okay.
Yeah, Sonic is a chain.
Is it on par with Wendy's though? I mean, to me it's not. But there's things you can get at Sonic that you can't get at Wendy's, so, like, that's that too. Because you can get Smash Burgers at Sonic now, which I haven't been to a Sonic in a long time, and I find that amazing, so I want to go just specifically for a Smash Burger, but... Okay.
Well, Smash Burgers are so good.
John, go ahead, give him the next category.
Yeah, so we're going to go with... we're going to go with singers.
I don't... Okay. I will give you Britney Spears.
Okay, that kind of throws me off quite a bit.
Well, he threw me off. He gave me singers, for fuck's sake.
Wait a minute.
I mean, that's pretty
Okay.
Rock category. I'm sure
you he must something. Really like yeah. Britney Spears, because Wendy's can't be lower than a 7 to me. To me, mm-hmm. it's not. If he ranks it lower than 7, he's just stupid. So it's gotta be 7 to 10, but like Britney Spears, I'm just gonna ignore Britney Spears, because otherwise it's gonna confuse the hell out of me. So
yeah, it's probably a wash.
Give me cars, that can give you something more clear.
I'm not giving you cars, I don't care about cars. Your next category is... No, you don't have an iPhone. Just phone apps, just general phone apps. It doesn't have to be specific iPhone, it's specific Android.
General phone apps, okay.
It can be a game, an application, doesn't matter.
Let's go Flappy Bird.
The thing that doesn't exist anymore?
Wait, really?
Flappy Bird got shut down a long time ago, friends. They're currently trying to bring it back, but it's not been successful yet.
Damn, okay, never mind. Let me think. Let's go Twitter.
You mean X?
Okay, I can't.
It's still called Twitter. Nobody calls it fucking X.
That's what it's actually called, Noah. I didn't say that everyone calls it X. I just said that that's what it's called. Anyway.
No, it's still called Twitter.
I feel like he's either mixing up his numbers or he can't like Twitter that, but he must. Okay. Either he's dumb and ranked Wendy's lower than a 6, or all his answers so far have been stupid. One of these things has to be true. So I don't know anymore. I think it's still in the top 5, but I just don't know. But so, John, go ahead. Give me your last category, man.
Noah, you're probably stupid, but we're going to go with. Vacation spots.
Germany.
Okay.
He's talked about going to Germany.
Does he really like Twitter all that much?
I think Britney Spears is throwing me off, and so is Twitter. But I'm going to say, ignoring those two things, I'm going to say the answer is probably a 9. I'm going to go 9. Yeah, if it actually is 7, I'm going to murder somebody.
I'm going to go with 9. Let's see what he says.
So you both guess 9?
Uh-huh.
Well, think fuck, you're correct.
Twitter is a 9 to you.
No, Twitter is not a 9 to me, and I hate fucking Britney Spears, but fucking John gave me singers.
So you just didn't
play
the game
correctly. Why would you say someone you hate for a 9? You're just dumb.
Why the fuck would you give me singers?
It doesn't matter what it gives you. You either say, I don't have an answer for that like I did with the books, or you just give an answer that's actually true to your number.
Jesus Lord, can we move on to the next person? Fuck.
No, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, John, but I feel like you should lose points for that because you didn't play the game correctly.
I don't give a fuck.
But anyway, my last turn, I got my number locked in.
Okay, let's go. Let's ask Noah if he could give a category to redeem himself.
Oh
yeah, sure. Food chains.
Food chains. So, okay. Well, you didn't say fast food, so just food chain in general. I'm going to say Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, pretty high. He thinks very highly of Cheesecake Factory.
But do I?
Yeah, it's likely. I mean, I like it.
All right, John, what's your category, fuckface?
You're not doing well. And you're talking to me now. So do you want to lose my voice? I'm just saying. We're going to go with... We're going to go with internet providers.
I don't have an answer for that. I don't control the internet here, and when I move out, I might know my answer in, like, 20 years' time when I've tried some of them, but I've never dealt with that stuff before. Depending on my number, it would have been... So you're going to have to give me a new category, because I don't have an answer.
Let's go with search engines.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Opera GX.
Okay, so yeah, I'm thinking pretty high as well.
Oh, that's not a search. No, I guess they do. No, they have a search engine. No more than
Dope. I'm gonna go with snacks.
That's an interesting one. I don't know. I would say we've also done this like 3 times. Well, I'll just pick a different one if you can, because I don't know if I'd have an answer in time. I'd have to really think about some.
Video game controllers.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the GameCube controller.
Okay.
Pretty solid, pretty solid.
In your opinion?
Like I said earlier, we don't care about your opinion, so it's... We're gonna go with... I had something pretty lost by Trey's hug. No, it's insane. Tired. Let's go with seasons.
I don't know if either 4 of them pertain to my number. So... Okay. Just because there's only 4 of them. With Noah, it worked because his number was like he had a like his I forgot what was I almost forgot what his number was, but it worked for what he said. But mine, like, I don't think any four of them would go with my number the way I feel about them.
Okay.
So I would just pick a different
Let's go with what was video game.
Video games.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say FNAF game.
Oh, FNAF game specifically?
Yes, we'll go with that one specifically.
Let's go with FNAF 2.
Okay, that's a pretty solid one.
All right, Noah, your last category.
Let's go streaming services.
I believe this counts, and I'm going to say YouTube.
Yeah, that counts. Because you can watch like YouTube videos, movies, shows, and all that
That's what I mean. I think they technically count now. So
yeah.
All right, John. Last.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, no, because Noah started. Chris. Oh, well, then
I
would
ask. Hey, because I told you had to redeem
yourself. You can ask.
Did you though? I'm confused. Either way, whatever. If you think you have the number, then go ahead.
I'm gonna go with a 9.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with 8.
That's pretty painful because 10 was the answer. So, pretty good.
Hey.
Right. FNAF 2 is my favorite game. Would you shut up for a second? FNAF 2 is my favorite game in the series. FNAF 4 is definitely close, but I think FNAF 2 is one of the better ones. We'll see about the Mimic one. The Mimic one might be good too. We'll see. I denied a bunch. Seasons, I don't know if I give any season a 10. Like, that's a pretty high mark for a season. I would think, like, fall and winter would be like an 8 or a 9, and then summer is like a 6, and then spring is like a 7. So like, I don't think I'd give any season a 10. what am I missing? I'm missing a couple. Snacks, like, I'd have to think about like a snack thing, like a snack that I'd give a 10. Like, even Cheez-Its, which I love, would be like a 9, because I feel like there would be better things. So like, that was just kind of hard to think about. Whatever the other ones were.
I don't know if I share this, but I actually ate a bag of Cheetos recently, and I was like, hey, I'm eating chicken.
Yeah, you were scientifically eating chicken.
Yep.
But, yeah, whatever the categories were, the number was 10, so you can apply that to whatever it said. Streaming services, like, literally, like, the only thing I could think of was YouTube, because I would not give anything else a 10. So, like, that's literally the only thing I could say for that. But.
Perfect.
There we go, John. If you want to rise off into the sunset, go right ahead, man.
Yes, bro. We're going to get the points now. And it was looking promising. It was a really neck-and-neck game. Last two rounds, and Noah just jumped off a cliff and lost a bunch of points. And so the final score is 35, Ethan, 24, Noah. So,
cool. My losing streak continues, and I'm happy.
Okay, I don't know why you'd be happy about that.
Because it means I don't have to host, you bald-headed fucking prune juice drinking fuck.
Okay. Ethan, do you have a winner's speech? Because I'm done with Noah.
Yeah, my winner's speech is Wavelength is a pretty fun game. I'll probably only do two parts of this. I don't think there needs to be a third part. Because technically the third part, although albeit it's actually technically part one, is over on the extended cut episode. So if you do want a part three, or if you want to see where this all started, that's over in the extended cut episode. But John will promote that at the end. Yeah, Wavelength is a fun game. It's a fun game that also doesn't require any visuals. It's all about talking anyway. So it works in a podcast format. And yeah, it's a really fun game, and I enjoyed it once again. So
very nice. I'm not gonna even bother giving Noah lose the speech, because it'll probably just insult. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation that made you along the way. If you want to find myself, we're on Twitch at Flab. I was gonna say Flab Stars again.
Wait a minute!
I'm taking over.
He's stealing my content. He's freaking promoting it on the pod. I can't believe this. This is Betrayal Part 2 right here.
John's a thief.
Oh, I don't know. What a huge brain fart. if you want to find myself over on Twitch at Jeebins Feebins, you can do that. As well as my YouTube channel. I have lots of good videos over there. If you want to find Ethan, he's actually the one at 560 Games on YouTube and on Twitch.
You might see John over there, but he doesn't own the damn thing.
No, I do though. It's mine.
I've been lied to.
And of course, if you want to find Noah Dog 54, you can find him on Instagram at NoahDog5434. He also runs the Provoker's official Instagram account, so you can also check that out if you would like. You can check us out on Patreon. We have a thing over there called the Provokers, just like podcasts, and we have multiple tiers that you can look at that range from $1 to $100, and each having their own unique perks. And the higher tier you buy, the more perks you will get. When you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. We can talk to us and hang out, and even maybe if you can give suggestions on the podcast, you know, whatever you fancy over there. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes, as Ethan alluded to. We have the original Wavelengths thing, where those are usually like 30-minute segments where we just talk about whatever things that usually won't fit for a full-length episode. Sometimes they for a full-length episode, we have something like this. And those start at $3 for the first couple, and then after that, if you're like, oh, you know, I want to check out the later ones, because those were a lot of fun, those are $5. And with all that, I mean, we'll catch you guys next time.
John's bald and single.